You gotta have fun with it.
All right, I'd like to call the Town of Scruple board meeting at 6 o'clock with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Matt, do you want to read the seeker?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Gelly.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Shut up. All right, do you want to, Bill, go ahead and you can start, and then at 6:02 we'll just officially call it to order.
So it's a public hearing. My name is Bill Perrine. I'm the project manager from CNS Engineers. We're here representing the Oswego County IDA. If the board's okay with it, I'll just give a brief introduction for the public hearing and go from there. For purposes of location, Village of Phoenix, this is Interstate 481, the existing Oswego County Industrial Park, where the EJ facility, castings facility is right here, and then the IDA controls the lands up there in purple. And the purpose of what we're here tonight is just seeking town board approval to extend the district boundary for water and sanitary to allow expansion of our roadway and facilities into the new park. This is kind of a blown up version. Again, for points of reference, this is the EJ facility in the existing park. And then the IDA plans to construct about 4,000 feet of new roadway, sanitary, water mains, electric, gas, storm drainage. We have full contract drawings for a highway work permit with Oswego County DOT. We're at about 90% design. But again, the whole sole purpose for this evening is seeking approval to extend the sanitary water district boundary.
And then, hang on real quick. I'd like to make a motion to call the Industrial Park Extension Water and Sewer public hearing at 6:02.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelly.
Aye.
All right, sorry, go ahead. We were just waiting for that.
Yep, no, that's okay. I guess that's really the extent of it. I'm happy to answer any questions from the public or the board.
You guys got any question?
Mm-hmm. I've got a quick question.
Sure.
So when it comes to the water portion side of it, I know I was talking with Emily before. She came out and met me and the water operators at the pump station portion of the... Has there been any conversation about that?
She met to get a data collection of the existing facility that's there. You do have a 12-inch water main that runs in the existing park, and we plan to just tie off of that. She wanted to make sure, I think, that you had adequate pressure and pump capacity from that tower.
I believe some of our concerns were the chlorination portion of that, and I didn't know if anything had came from that or not.
I haven't gotten an answer on that, unfortunately. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
What do you mean the chlorination concerns?
So what happens is in the middle of summer, the tower goes dead. So the chlorine residual basically goes to zero. So what the water operators at the Village of Phoenix have to do is dump the tower to pull fresh water to boost the chlorine up.
Okay.
So we were looking at a way to potentially utilize that pump station the way it was designed to be originally, where there were some new pumps in there. Because right now, not to get too technical or anything, but that tower floats off the Village's tower. So if there's not a lot of consumption in Industrial Park, my tower at the Village fills every day.
Understood.
So the residual drops. So we were hoping that we could get a way to control that tower so it didn't fill until it was necessary, and a way to potentially boost the chlorine, because the Village increases their chlorine residual higher than they probably should need to in order to keep the Industrial Park chlorine residuals at legal limits.
Okay.
So we were just trying to figure out a way to potentially utilize that building to prevent, because it's a lot of wasted water that the industrial park users are paying for, you know.
Okay.
If he's dumping, you know, 200,000, 250,000 gallons to pull that residual back up, it's a lot of wasted water. That's not, you know.
Yep.
So
when you started that, you said that the tower goes dead. What does that mean? In the summer,
Residual drops below the Oswego County Health Department's legal limits that you are allowed to supply to a user, which is 0.2. So once
point
it drops,
what?
0.2 parts per million.
Of chlorine?
Yes.
Okay.
So when it drops below that threshold.
It burns off, basically. The chlorine burns off.
Yes.
In a sense, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And they don't have a chlorine pump or something, anything like that, that could be added?
No, not as of right now, because there was
a leak.
But
that's what you're talking about, using the pump house to implement a chlorine system that
and new pumps, so that there was an actual valve that would say, oh, I don't need water right now. Don't flow off the villager's tower.
Right.
So that we can get more of a turnover.
Keep it independent and then periodically circulate the water at a much smaller volume to keep the
To prevent the waste of the water.
Yeah. And probably to this gentleman's point, if the park is fully built out someday in the future, this issue may go away.
Shouldn't be an issue, right, because you're going to use enough water.
Yeah, but
right.
The pump system should be separate to this point. Yeah. So. Where did Emily leave it with you after she met with you?
Nowhere.
Okay. I'll find out tomorrow.
All right. Any questions? Good. All right. You good, Bill?
Yeah. If the board doesn't need anything from me, I think I understand this goes in the 30-day permissive referendum, and then you guys may or may not act on it at a future meeting. As far as the extension of the district?
I believe so. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk with our town attorney, and I were talking today, and Joanne's out of town, so I got to talk to her and see where she left off with it.
Okay.
And if I had been able to talk to you, we would have been able to coordinate.
Okay.
But I'll talk to the town attorney tomorrow, and we'll see what we have to do.
We can follow up, and if we need to be at the next meeting, we're happy to do so, and if we don't, then
perfect.
That works too.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. All right. I make a motion to close the public hearing at 6:07.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelly.
Aye. I make a motion to open the public hearing for a zone change on County Route 57 at 6:07.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelly.
Aye. Anybody here for the zone change?
It's me.
See.
Okay. Are you Stephanie?
I'm Sheila.
Sheila. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. Did you guys have any questions about it?
No, we've been through this.
I was going to say, yeah. So, basically, just kind of give a little background. On County Route 57, over by RFH's, we used to have Kevin's Car Care. He sold that. He's no longer in business. So, you'll see, like, the Roto-Rooter trucks and stuff like that over there. This is a parcel next to it. And basically, it's a zoned commercial. They want it changed residential, and it fits more in line. It went through a zoning change. And basically, the zoning board said the intended future use of this property as residential aligns with the Town of Scruples comprehensive plan. Says, additionally, the comprehensive plan notes that Scruples is well-positioned to absorb new families, and the rezoning this parcel for residential use will be enabling modest, capable growth. Says while the parcel is currently zoned for commercial use, is not within one of the plan's identified commercial focus areas. Reverting the site to residential use will not hinder the town's long-term commercial development goals, but instead provide a beneficial housing opportunity consistent with the plan's stated objectives. So basically, they're requesting that it be changed to residential, and so they can build a house on it. Point blank. Our zoning board sent it to us. They did approve it and said that we should change it to residential. We all are familiar with it. Nobody from the audience has any questions, and our board's good. Then I'll make a motion to close the public hearing at 6:09.
Second. Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. And I will go ahead and make a motion to approve and the zone change from commercial to residential. And I'll make that motion.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye. Anybody got anything else? Yes, ma'am.
Any update on the water district for Huntley Road?
I think we're still going through in design phases and stuff. I'll go ahead and talk and see. I don't think we've gotten anything. I think we're still in going ahead and designing, but I'll go ahead and see. We haven't gotten anything.
No idea when it's going to begin or end?
Well, that's what we'll see. So the design and stuff, they have to, like, go through. They get aerial footage, and it's, like, this whole huge, long process. So that, they said, was going to take a while when they did start it. But no, we'll go ahead and get you a time frame. They should be able to come back with us and say, hey, it's going to be another month or...
So we don't know how much it's going to cost yet either.
On that, no, I don't believe so. I don't believe we've gotten numbers for that or anything. So... that's all part of the design, I believe, is going through, seeing how many EDUs and how big a pipe, all that stuff that'll fit in the numbers to then calculate.
Do you have an area where you're going to do your next development of water? A water district?
Yeah. Triple South.
Yeah. We're
Triple South.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically over by 10.
The bridge?
Yep. Going all the way up by like C&J's, that whole area.
Okay.
But we're trying to do most, if not the whole town. We're looking over by 264 and how we can try to get water over, you know.
So
over.
You're going to try to continue it instead of waiting 10 more years to do another
district? Yes, ma'am.
Right.
So like Huntley Road is in the concept phase and all this. We're already been working on the Scruple South and how do we get that area. And we're looking... exactly. Multiple steps and areas. So that way, like, Bankrupt Road just got finished. We're just completing getting those closed out. And we already have Huntley Road started. Scruple South. So, yeah. No, we won't be waiting.
Is Bankrupt hooked up now? Do they
have their... Yep. They're up. The contractors were going through and, you know, putting, like, grass seed stuff down this year and patching with our highway superintendent.
That took a long time.
Yes.
Is the Huntley Road
going to
take that long?
No. That was a lot of COVID costs.
It's a lot of COVID adjustment.
So every time we kept getting a number back for the piping and stuff, it'd be so far out, and so you'd get a number, and then when it got closer, the contract, so it literally went up, I think, millions of dollars in such short time frame that we had to keep putting it, and then we had to put it back to a vote for the residents, because when the numbers change, the residents have to re-vote on it. So it was this constant cycle of voting, getting closer, because then you got to get the funding for it. That changed, so then you get the fund, and yeah. So no, we won't have that issue.
Unless it shouldn't have that, unless there's another pandemic where everything just goes sideways. But it should be smoother this time.
Okay. Yep.
I'm just hoping that you don't wait another 10 years to do another district.
Yeah. This board agrees 100% with where your mind is.
If you're looking for industry and houses to come in,
yes.
You can't wait.
We need water and sewer.
Agreed.
And,
we agree.
And we've been working at the same time with those water districts on SoCris with our, you know, sewer, how we can, you know, try to get sewer and hooked up for the town.
Wouldn't it be smart to do the sewer the same time we do the water?
You can't.
If you're going to dig it all up, no?
You can't. They're two separate projects.
Well, I understand
and two,
that, but.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's common sense. You can't implement that. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
So we are working. Plus the funding and stuff is different and grants. So, you know, this project like water, you know, you might get funding and be ready to break ground here where, you know, this is, you know, 5 or 10 more years out, say, for this project.
I don't need any because I got a new building and I've got a new sewer and water. So I don't need any. I'm just thinking people
helping
me
especially commercial, like you said, commercial growth, any of that. So, yeah, well, we need that too.
Okay.
All right, I'll make a motion to close Thomas Group Board meeting at 6:15.
Second.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.